Let's continue our conversation. We do focus on the work of area individuals, organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, our guest is Teresa Branson, Deputy Administrative Health Officer with the Kent County Health Department. Good morning to you, Teresa.
Good morning.
Yep, we're going to speak with you about ways the health department is effectively addressing, of course, COVID-19, including walk-up testing sites in hard-hit areas. Joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. Steve, good morning to you. Take it away.
Good morning, Shelley Irwin. Good morning to our special guest from the Health Department, Teresa Branson, and good morning to all of our valued listeners and supporters. Shelley, we are administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, focusing on the inequities and disparities facing children and families of color, and we're approaching that grant in two ways. We have a inclusion reporter, Michelle Jokish-Polo, honing in on those issues that impact communities of color primarily. And then also we are working in partnership with leaders of color in our community under the Shaping Narratives umbrella, and they are producing content, which then we plan to take into the community to encourage change-based conversations. And so we're delighted that Teresa, as busy as she is, keeping us all safe, is available to talk about Kent County, and I believe we're about the fifth or sixth highest county in the state with some 4,000 cases of COVID-19, including over 100 deaths. So welcome, Teresa.
Yes. And Teresa, let's get right into the conversation. We start big. What is that overview of the Kent County Health Department, including your mission, activities, and a program?
Yes, thank you. The mission of the Kent County Health Department is to serve, protect, and promote a healthy community for all. And at the Kent County Health Department, we have four divisions. We have our administration division, community wellness, which is home to multiple community health promotion, health education, home visiting programs, our child-led poisoning prevention programs, and much more. We have our environmental health division working hard every day to ensure the health and safety of our community. And we have our community clinical services division, which is home to everything from WIC to immunizations. And throughout the past few months, focus heavily on preparing and gearing up for community testing of COVID.
Teresa, this is Steve Chappell again. And please fact-check what I'm about to say as far as the data that's on the very helpful website through the Kent County Health Department. And it's located at accesskent.com. That's accesskent.com. And I'm referring to the data section. And it states that Michigan, by the way, which unfortunately and tragically is one of the states with increasing numbers of COVID-19 as we speak, Michigan is faced with nearly 60,000 cases and over 5,700 deaths, with Kent County at 4,000 plus cases and tragically over 111 deaths. And if we look at Kent County, that's in the upper five or six counties with the most cases. So can you talk a little bit about what's being done to address COVID-19 and assist individuals in some of our hardest hit zip codes?
Yes, thank you. And we're really fortunate to have a strong data team in the county, monitoring what's going on here locally, statewide, and nationally, and ensuring that the data we're reporting here locally is always, you know, accurate and up-to-date and timely for our community. What we're doing at the Kent County Health Department and with community partners to address the hardest-hit areas of COVID is we're focusing on our community testing. We have heard from our community that people really wanted community where people are. We know our health systems have done a fine job of providing testing throughout in our community, but we also, again, wanted to make sure that at the neighborhood level that we were working with partners to be able to bring the testing where people are. So we have, through our clinics division, a testing team who has began providing testing, both walk-through sites and drive-through sites. And we have four sites where we're delivering that testing. and testing is one of many things that we're doing in the hard-hit areas. We started a soft launch of the testing the week of June 1st through June 10th, and we're continuing to fill up our slots, but we certainly couldn't have more capacity. So our drive-through sites are at the Kent County Health Department's Fuller location at 700 Fuller. We also have a drive-through site at our Kent County Health Department South Clinic, which is on 4700 Kalamazoo Ave in Kentwood. Our two walk-through sites are in partnership with the Potter's House Christian School at 810 Van Ralty Drive Southwest in Grand Rapids in the 49509 zip code. In the Baxter Community Health Center at 935 Baxter Street Southeast. So we provide testing at each of these sites, and that's one of the main things that we're doing to hit the hardest areas or areas with high incidence of COVID. In addition to the community testing that we're providing, we're working very hard on community messaging to get preventative messaging out in the community, as well as community outreach with racial ethnic population groups that are disproportionately impacted by COVID.
Well, Teresa, I know I speak for all of our listeners, for Shelley and me and everyone served by the Kent County Health Department. We certainly applaud your efforts and everything you're doing. I know you're not only essential, but putting in an awful lot of hours implementing effective ways to keep us all safe. So thank you for that. You know, you talked about walk-up testing sites, and just for a little bit of discussion here, you know, we have to stop and think that some of the hard-hit areas with COVID are also hard-hit by a variety of other inequalities across the board, whether that's access to health care, access to quality education, access to food. Food insecurities are prevalent, and economically, and jobs. So some individuals that tragically contract COVID-19 may not have a car or may not have the funds to fix a car. So with that said, are people finding out about the test walk-up test sites, and is that proving to be an effective measure?
Yes, I do think it's proving to be an effective measure. And again, the whether that's the community testing sites provided here or what our health systems are also doing in providing community testing. Again, location was very important to us in working with community partners and asking for, you know, where should we be providing testing and using data to inform that. The walkthrough sites, we wanted to make sure that all the sites were also on a bus line, that things were accessible, talking to the walkthrough sites, both for Potter's House and Baxter Community, to identify the hours that may work. Recognizing that at those sites, if people don't have transportation, they could walk up to those sites. We are working very hard to have community resource tables at these events for the very thing that you mentioned, Steve, is so that we can connect people to other resources that they may need during this time. One of our key partners throughout COVID has been 211 to be able to connect people to other essential services that they may need. Whether it's during COVID or just the everyday stressors that people face when they don't have transportation, when they don't have food, when they need other types of financial assistance. And in public health, that is what we're here to do every day, is to connect people with resources, educate, inform, and just, again, listen to voices of the community to see what we can do to help.
Well, we're seeing right now, at this time, maybe no time that we've seen in a long time, each resident, each person needs to reach out and care for one another in order to have a successful community. And each resident deserves the very best in care and to be kept safe. So, again, we applaud your comprehensive effort, which, once again, I point our listeners to the Access Kent, Kent County website that talks about your comprehensive approach, your community messaging, and ways to ensure that all of your quality testing sites are used and known about. So thank you for that.
Yep. Teresa, let's talk about the future work of Kent County, KCHD, a new program or a service that may be on the horizon.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. You know, we have been so focused on COVID, you know, since March. But yet during that time, we've continued to provide limited, you know, services to our community. And as we prepare for reopening around Kent County, like many businesses and operations, forward-looking, we're going to be, for quite some time, working in both areas. You know, we have to continue to push forward to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 in our community. We have to ramp up our ability to do contact tracing, and that means working with multiple community organizations to help identify staffing resources so we can continue to bring the services that all the great residents of Kent County have come to expect and deserve throughout COVID and beyond. Some of the work that began prior to COVID in terms of some new initiatives, we'll be continuing to push forward with our community health needs assessment, community health improvement programs. Over the past few years, the priorities around mental health have risen to the top. So through our Kent County Population Health Consortium and partnerships between the health department, the mental health system, and our healthcare systems, we'll continue to focus on the mental health crisis in our community. The health department established a Center for Community Health Strategy, and I think many of the things that we have learned and enhanced through the COVID epidemic, specifically our outreach and authentic engagement with community, racial, ethnic population groups, persons with disabilities, a lot to learn there and a lot that we want to carry on in our work and the way we go about planning and delivering programs and services with people. So I see, in terms of new programs and initiatives, our focus on health equity and social justice, which we've focused on for a number of years here, but certainly when we have these pandemics like COVID, it just raises and heightens the level of awareness around the need to focus upstream. So I think new initiatives will focus on more and more upstream initiatives on policies and practices that can impact the health and lives of everyone to reach their full potential.
Wonderful passion you have. One more time, best way to reach out for more information would be where, Teresa?
Yes, as was mentioned, people can go to the accesskent.com /health/COVID. Look for COVID. It's on our main page of the health department's website. For testing, you can go to the same site. And that's really what we're trying to emphasize this coming week, is just to get people to get out to get tested. People can call 616-632-7200 for a site that's most convenient to them.
I leave you a minute, Steve Chappell.
Yes, we thank Teresa Branson, Deputy Administrative Health Officer with the Kent County Health Department. And Teresa, would you please pass on our utmost thanks to all of your colleagues trying to keep us safe and doing a good job at it. We remind our listeners that if you've missed any part of this interview with Teresa Branson, please go to the WGBU Radio News page under Mutually Inclusive a little bit later this afternoon, and you can hear the interview in its entirety.